Bismillah, alhamdulillah, welcome to the Dean Show, peace be with you. I'm Eddie, your host, and thank you for tuning in. We have back in the Dean Show studio with us, Sheikh Kareem, and we're going to be answering some of your questions here on the Dean Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
This is the Dean Show.
Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Shaykh?
Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, you know, many people that are out there that are tuning in, they want to know because it's all over the news, you know, Islam, Muslims, and a lot of false things being attributed to Islam. So they heard an Arabic word, Allah. Can you go ahead and define, you know, what Allah means? Because some people think that this is some foreign god that the Muslims worship. Who's Allah?
Let me start with by saying that we have Arab Christians and Arab Jews. And we have the Old Testament and the New Testament in Arabic. You know that, right?
Yep.
The viewers know that. Guess what? In the first page in the book of Genesis, the Old Testament, in the Arabic version, Allah was used 17 times.
17 times. Yeah. Allah.
Allah. This is how we refer to
that Allah. That kills that argument.
Yes.
That's weak.
Without even having to go over.
Jews and Christians who speak Arabic, read Arabic.
Yeah.
Allah is used.
Allah is used. They know who Allah is.
Not Jesus, no. Not Jehovah, not, but Allah.
No.
That's it.
And it's in the place of God with a capital G, not with a small G.
With a capital G.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I mean, you also you do some. I've seen some of your debates, dialogues with people of different religions, Christians. So I'm sure you're also well versed as a comparative student, also of different religions a little bit, right?
I strive.
We strive to learn because you know we want the knowledge. Have you seen anywhere else that because? You know, to find the truth, some people make it seem like it's so difficult. Like all these religions are making the claim. But have you ever, just with this one point, seen anywhere in the Bible or any Hindu script, anywhere that the Creator is making Himself known so clearly, saying like we have in the Quran, where Allah says, I am your Creator. I'm Allah. I created you, this universe and everything in it. It's crystal clear. Do you see anything like that?
Absolutely. I mean, there are some, if you approach any scriptural text, with any preconceived notions.
Yeah.
You could always manipulate the text. But listen, talking about people being God or attributing divinity to people, that's how we like to put it. For example, Jesus, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, the messenger of Allah. Listen, Jesus was born. This is just one fact. Allah has no beginning. هُوَ الْأَوَّلِ He is the first. لَيْسَ قَبْلَهُ شَيْءٍ None existed before him. And amazing, subhanAllah, this is the first paragraph in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, it was God. The beginning. When you say that somebody is born, for example, like Jesus or any other human being, Uzair, that means he has a birthday. That's why when I speak to Christians, I tell them God doesn't have a birthday.
That's real deep right there.
Yes, think about it. Yeah. He doesn't have a birthday. Another one right away is the fact that, and this argument was actually addressed in the Quran. Look at this. مَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صَدِّيقَ كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ Look. The messenger, the Messiah, Isa, Jesus, peace be upon him, came in a chain of messengers after Moses. And his mother is a truthful woman. Look at this. They used to eat food for them to survive.
This is in the Quran now.
This is in the Quran.
They used to eat food.
Yes. That means they need to sleep. That means they do need. God is free of need.
You go to the bathroom now. Yeah. That's really deep if you think about it.
I mean, that's deep. Yeah, I mean, this is... But Allah...
God made it clear. Allah made it clear. They need food.
I'm free of needs.
Yeah.
They needed to sleep. They needed to sleep. Allah doesn't sleep. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum la ta'khuduhu sinatun wala nawm. Yani there is an author, Israeli, yani one of the Israelites, which we do not believe, we do not belie. There are things that we get from the people of the book, from the Christian and the Jews who accepted Islam, and they bring some of their teachings into Islam. As long as it's not contradictory to our teachings, we do not believe it, we do not belie it, and we could narrate it. That Prophet Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this question. How come, O Allah, you do not sleep? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to experience something. He said, stand up, and he had him hold an object in his hand. Stand up until I tell you to sit.
Stand up and hold this.
Yes, hold that.
Yeah.
Yes. He stood up for a day.
You could try this at home right now, right?
Yeah, they can try this right now. A slumber of a sleep overtook him.
So he's standing up.
Yes, holding that object.
Holding something, a cup.
A cup in his hand.
Even a cup that weighs 3 ounces. Try it.
Even the lightest. A slumber of a sleep overtook him. What happened to the object? He said, by my might, by my glory, if a slumber of a sleep would overtake me, the heavens would crumble on earth. And this is in the Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ. And he is holding the heavens not to fall down on earth.
The Creator.
Except with his permission, which is in the difference.
So you can't say that God created the heavens and the earth and in 6 days and then rested on the seventh.
No.
That goes back what you're saying.
You see, Eddie. We are. I think this is what draws the line between us and Christian and Jews. You see, Christians, Jews, Muslims, they speak of a God, but we differ on the concept. Who is the concept? You see, for me as a Muslim to say Allah rested, number one, you need, the viewers, we need to know that in Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dismissed this totally, and he actually said, do not say that. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا. Look at the verse in Surah Qaf. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ. Indeed, we have created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and what's in between them, in 6 days, and no fatigue touched. Yani that's the word, مَسَّنَا, the beginning of fatigue. Now if you say Allah rested, that means you're saying Allah gets tired. Be careful. We as Muslims, we do not use these terms with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're very disciplined. Even when we negate things regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we only negate that which Allah negated. I cannot say, for example, as a Muslim, Allah doesn't walk in the street. I'm just doing this for the sake of education. I cannot say Allah doesn't go to the mall. I cannot say that. I say Allah is not blind. One-eyed, I mean, Allah is not one-eyed. Inna Allah laysa bi'awar, because it was established. So I negate and affirm the names and the attributes which are negated and affirmed in the revelation. We're very disciplined once we talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what draws the line between us and non-Muslims.
So nothing is said about the Creator that he didn't say about himself, so you can't make up things according to your fancies.
Because logically you haven't seen him. Have you seen him subhanahu wa ta'ala?
No one can.
So how in the world do you speak, وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. How in the world? You see, there are two elements here. Element number one, that you have not seen Allah, and no one can. So how in the world can you describe someone who you have not seen?
Okay.
Number two, there is none like him, so that you can use as a measure. Yani, there is none like him in the world. He's not like his creations. His creations are not like him. So you cannot say, okay, I'm going to describe that creation because it looks like Allah. So those two elements out there, so you have to stick to what is being.
So you're sure that no one's seen God?
No one can see God.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay, you heard what he said.
Absolutely.
Because there's some people saying that they saw God. Look, and we're going to be right back to answer this question. I'm going to call you out on that.
Absolutely.
Wait, hold on. Don't say nothing. We'll be right back. We'll be right back to ask this question about, have you really seen God? Some people say they have. We'll be right back here on the Deen Show.
I want you to imagine you wake up and in front of you are a bunch of guys running around kicking a ball. No goals, no lines, no rules. What would you think? But is that your life? Surely every sport has its goal. Every game has its end. It has its objective. It has its rules. How about life? How about our life? Isn't there a goal to life? Isn't there a purpose, an objective that we have to reach? We think so. The Quran tells us that we exist in order to worship God. And worshiping God means knowing God, as the Quran says. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Worship, though, is not some narrow, small thing. It's wide, it's vast, it encompasses everything that the human being does. Everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you feel can be done, thought, said, felt in a way that is either pleasing or displeasing to God. The purpose of life is to try and do everything in a way that God loves and God is pleased with. That is your goal.
Back here on the Deen Show, and we're talking about a very important issue that, you know, talking about the Creator without knowledge is something that we don't do. So we have the verbatim Word of God. God Almighty sent revelation throughout time. And the last and final revelation is the Quran. Previous revelations were sent. We believe in the original Torah, the original Injil, gospel that was given to Jesus, peace be upon him, what was given to David of the Psalms. But these scriptures over time, they got corrupted, changed. So God sent the last and final revelation, the Quran. So when we get to talking to people, you know, when we do the when we give the invitation, Islam is based on proof and evidences, and we talk to people and we explain to them that Jesus, he never claimed divinity, nor did he talk Trinity or calling people to worship himself alongside with God. And then it goes back and forth, and some people will say, and this goes back to what you were saying, they say, look, God spoke to me. He spoke to my heart. I saw him in a dream. So you said that no one saw God, but they said, those people, and I've talked to them myself personally.
Can I answer this in a very interesting way?
Go ahead.
You know, we believe that there is a character who will emerge right before the second coming of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, which is the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. The Antichrist, his initial emerging into earth, he will claim to be a prophet, and then finally he will say, I am God. Now, you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a very interesting comment.
When you say Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
peace be upon him.
Now, you're talking about the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad.
Yes. Okay. Yes. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was talking to his companions, warning them about the Antichrist, he made that statement. You know what he said? اعلموا أنكم لن ترون ربكم حتى تموتوا. The hadith in Sahih Imam Muslim. Rest assured that you will never be able to see Allah unless you die, or until you die. So look at this now. The fact that the Antichrist is saying he's Allah and you're still in this world, this is the first argument or the first point that dismisses the fact that he's God, that I'm able to see you. So, the fact that I'm able to see you and you're supposed to be God because I'm not supposed to see you in this world. Add to this is the defect in his face. You're the creator. And you made me with two eyes, and you only have one eye. Go fix your eye, man. I mean, come on. You made me better than you. Mm-hmm. So the creation is better than the creator. Add to this, we have a very interesting experiment, which Prophet Musa alayhi salam went through, and it was recorded in Surah Al-A'raf. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً. The meaning of Musa alayhi salam with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The children of Israel, by the way, the Jews, yani, during the time, because they lived in Egypt so many times and the Egyptians used to worship idols, they got contaminated by this, that you need to see God. So they kept asking Musa, alayhi salam, we will not believe unless we... وَقَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ
جَلَّ. They kept saying to Moses.
Yeah, to Moses, alayhi salam, that we will not believe what you're conveying unless we see Allah. So Prophet Musa, yani, in a way, when Allah was speaking to him, قال رب ولما جاء موسى لميقاتنا قال ربي أرني أنظر إليك. Oh Allah, can you make me see you? Huh? قال لن تراني. You're not going to be able to. Because the way that we're fashioned, Eddie, that our body cannot handle it. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be absorbed in that.
You can't even look up at the sun too long.
No, no, no. That there is a veil between us and Allah. If Allah and removes that veil, but that veil does not prevent him from seeing and hearing us. Be careful. Hadith Abi Musa al-Ash'ari عند Muslim, إن الله لا ينام ولا ينبغي له أن ينام. Allah does not sleep and it's not befitting for him to sleep. يخفض القسط ويرفعه. He lowers people, he put down people. يرفع إليه عمل الله قبل عمل النهار. Our deeds are presented to him at night before the day and the day before the night. حجابه النور. There is a veil between him and his creation. لو كشفه, if that veil is removed, everything will burn. Everything will burn. Imagine this, but again, be careful, that veil does not prevent Allah from hearing and seeing us.
What do you tell someone now, let's say our brothers in humanity, the Christian?
Let me just finish the experience of Musa quickly, okay. in a minute or so. Allah said to him, you're not going to be able to. لن تراني. But listen, if you want to try this, let's do it. ولكن انظر إلى الجبل. The mountain is, if you've been to Sinai, the mountains there are out of this world. I mean, huge mountains, Rawasi, huge. Look at this mountain. I'm going to descend on this mountain. Of course, we believe that Allah descends in a way that fits His majesty. We do not reject the attribute of descending like people do. But we do not try to liken it to our descending, nor we try to visualize it or figure out how He descends.
لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ
لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِي شَيْءٍ And at the end of the world, لَا يَعْلَمْ كَيْفَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ
How do you define that word?
The only one who knows how Allah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Nothing resembles
him. Nothing resembles him. No rival resembles him. No one is like him. And so on. So we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descends
in a certain way. How He descends, I don't know. But I believe He descends. Should I strive to know? No, you should not. But you must believe that He descends. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended on the top of this mountain. Guess what happened to the mountain? Crumbled. We cannot see Allah in this world.
What would you say to our brothers in humanity who say, the Christians, many, or many others who say, look, that Jesus came to me in a dream, God came to me in a dream and told me to do things this way. What do you say?
You know, those who say that we seen Allah, we seen the Messenger, I don't want to get into whether they saw or not. That's whether they even believe or not, whether they had wudu or not, whether they pray five times or not. We could go attack the issue, tackle the issue from there. But let's say that you seen a dream. Our Messenger told us, al-Hadith Sahih, في البخاري ومسلم, that a dream belongs to one of the following three categories. Whether it is hadithun nafs, something that you're consumed with. You're thinking all the day about, ice cream. It's just you're consumed with it. You could see ice cream in your dream at night. Hadith, because something that you're thinking about all the time, your nafs is attached to all the time, then you dream of it at night. Number two is from shaitan. That shaitan comes and...
The devil now.
The devil, yes, Satan. And comes actually and reveals things to you to scare you. Number three is from Allah. Yani it could be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But let's say that you saw in your dream that someone telling you, Eddie, you don't have to pray anymore. You're good. Let's say that. And you're certain it's from Allah. Can you implement that dream?
No, you can't.
Absolutely not. You have to take this to the Sharia. If you see a dream, kill your neighbor. You go and kill you and say it's from Allah.
No way.
We're disciplined, Eddie. We go through the Sharia, the religion. We go through the deen.
So the revelation says opposite. Now, you can't go ahead and do opposite to the revelation.
Whatever you see in your dreams has to be measured by the religion.
Yeah.
But it does not override the religion. You see, that's a sect in Islam that gonna stray in that field. They say, حَدَّثَنِي قَلْبِي عَنْ رَبِّي That I receive my religion straight between me and Allah. My heart is connected with Allah. I don't have to go through messengers. And this is where I said at the beginning, that if you actually reject the message and the messengership, you go out of the fold of Islam. You believe that you connect directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without a medium, without the messenger. The way to Allah is the way of the messenger.
And you heard that you can't reject any of the messengers. You can't reject Jesus, Moses, Abraham, or the last and final messenger sent to all of mankind, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who called people to worship the Creator, not his creation. We'll be right back with more here in the Deen Show. here on the Deen Show with Sheikh Kareem. Tell us, Sheikh, we're talking about the dreams, and some people will say they had this experience. Have you had any experience, because you host the TV show called Let's Talk About It, have any not yet Muslims called in, or people, and they've asked
actually
you,
as soon as they say dreams, I say I don't interpret dreams.
They ask you about interpreting dreams?
I tell them right away. Some callers, they call, Sheikh, I saw, and I tell right away, I actually come.
You got to be a specialist in that area, or how is that?
No, it's not that. Yeah. I'm a guy who tells religious rulings based on the text. I'm not there to say your dreams mean that or mean that. In my opinion, in my humble opinion, actually, you're right. You must have the skill of doing it. Mm-hmm. This is number one. But you should not do this in a show, because a lot of people make a lot out of these dreams, and they have to be extremely careful. I mean, dreams in a way are a form of revelation from Allah, a revelation in the sense not literally, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is conveying a message to you in a way. But we should not, we always have to take it to the religion, we have to take it to the deen. So I don't try to present myself to be that, because people sometimes make a big deal out of those people. Yeah.
How we see that, you know, just from studying this way of life, Islam, it's the natural way. It calls you not to do anything that's weird, out of this world. It's really straightforward and simple. Worshipping the Creator, not His creation. Establishing the prayer five times a day. Not because, you know, some people say, well, why do I have to pray? You know, what does God need my prayer? You know, that's something else. That some excuse some people would make, like, what's the point of prayer? But we know that, okay, as Muslims, we have to pray. That's for us to develop ourselves, more God consciousness, keeps us away from evil deeds, right, and all these other things. So how can someone be certain now that, look, they come from a way of life, that everything's confusing, it's kind of make up things as you go, everyone has their own opinion, you find 10 people in a room with 12, 13 different opinions, but when you come over to Islam, it's straight cut, it's really simple to understand. So what's the first step now? What's the first step that somebody who's, look, they really, you know, are searching, but they're coming from a land of confusion, now, you know, you just throw in Islam in the buffet, just another religion.
I like what you said. You know, I heard you, I don't know, more than one time. I love that line, that always seek guidance from Him. Go down in the ground and prostrate. Because if Allah guides you, no one can take you astray, even if the whole world gather.
That's simple.
Simple.
So that's it. Start right now.
Right now.
Just, you know, you're just not happy.
Have no reservations in your heart. Whatever way you show to me, O Allah, I will follow it. This is the first commitment that you should make. Whatever way, even if it is the way of the Muslims, I will follow it. Make that vow, make that commitment, and beg Him every day, every night. Go down like Jesus, peace be upon Him, Isa alayhi salam, did on your forehead, and ask Him. You cannot imagine, Eddie, a lot of people who accepted Islam, they told me they learned this. They told me they learned this. Yeah. At night they would be crying and weeping, and they are so distressed, depressed. They are about to kill themselves. And they break in tears. And when you're at that stage, you really feel that connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they go down in their forehead, and they prostrate, and they request, guide me. I want you. That's what you need to do. That's the first initial step. Then after that, if it is the way of Islam, which it is, no question about it, then begin learning. Iqra, read. But begin learning La ilaha illallah. Pure monotheism. Know who Allah is. That is the first requirement that you need to know. Don't get indulged in all these details of the religion. You're going to be distracted. Get to know your Lord. Get to know who Allah is. And this is what the Messenger did with his Sahaba for 13 years, as Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, narrates, that all what we knew from the Quran is who Allah is, Jannah and Hell, 13 years. That's what you need to learn. But of course, they still have to pray, and I'm not saying that they're going to put Salah aside. No, that's not what I'm saying. But knowledge should be focused here, knowing who Allah is, know the basics, how to pray, Al-Fatiha, yani the Salah, and so forth. Now, from there, carry on. and take it easy. You see, a big obstacle in the faces of those who accept Islam, that they look at the package in its totality and they think they cannot do it. And that's why shaitan plays on them. Are you going to do all of this? This is not going to work. You see, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you is to believe in Him and make a full commitment in your heart that you will submit to Him. No reservation. And then, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. Strive. Strive. If you fall short, oh Allah, forgive me, I can't do this. Oh Allah, help me to do this. If you fall into a sin, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh, and work, build. That's how it goes.
Make strides each and every day, yes, but don't give up.
Yes. Roadmap.
Islam is that roadmap.
Yes, and at the end, Jannah.
That's it, paradise. Paradise. Thank you very much. We're out of time. Thank you very much again. May the Creator of the heavens and earth reward you, Shay. Thank you. And that's the first simple step that you can start with, because if you're on Xanax, if you're on antidepressants, and if you're looking for love in all the wrong places with that beer bottle, you know that something's missing. So start. Break down. Shed one tear, or many if you have to, but ask the Creator earnestly to guide you. Humble yourself, because death is a reality, and when it approaches, it's too late. And then all that stuff that's been numbing your mind, all that music and entertainment that takes you away from reality, but when death comes, then you're in the reality. And then it's too late. Hellfire or paradise. And did you work hard for paradise? You worked hard for that paycheck. You didn't get it for free. So paradise is not for free. You got to strive in this life to be the best that you can be. And you need the blueprint. You need the game plan. And you got to get it from the one who created mankind. That's the one God. So start to ask Him. Do that simple. That's the homework right now. Start to ask the Creator, your Maker, my Maker, the one who made everything in this universe, for guidance. And give us a call, 1-800-662-ISLAM. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you.